I'll now call upon Divyani to take over the reins from here. Divyani.
Thank you so much, Meher. Since a lot of you told me I wasn't audible enough and you couldn't see me behind the podium, I'm going to talk like this now. All right, coming over to the session that I have personally been waiting for all day. This one's my favorite. Talking end-to-end value, we now come to the burning question of the day. What is your influence really worth? And exactly how to put a price to your post? For this one, we invite to a panel the inimitable Naina Redu, the luxury blogger of India, who is best known for her vibrant photography combined with brand storytelling and elevates a brand's message far above regular blogging, the moderator for this session. All right, that's Naina for us. Can we give her a round of applause once again? The first panelist for this session is Juhi Godambe, fashion influencer and entrepreneur, founder and director of Arabella, a popular brand among celebrities, fashion influencers alike. She has been representing the sports giant with a recent campaign promoting running as a sport for women. Welcome, Juhi. Can we have a round of applause once again, guys? Next up, we have Anjali Batra, co-founder of Food Talk India, an online community bringing together people from across the world to live off each other's food experiences, share recipes, write authentic reviews, and help make food easy. That's Anjali for you. All right, last but not the least, my favorite person. We have Pallavi Chaturvedi, literally our that Desi girl who says she's the fun girl next door. Pallavi is a classic fashion lover, dreamer, believer, traveler, coffee guzzler, fitness freak, storyteller, grammar Nazi, and only incidentally, a finance major. Her blog, That Desi Girl, is widely regarded as a premier fashion blog, sharing tips and tricks on everything from streetwear to high fashion couture to her very long hair. So that's Pallavi for you, and that's the panel for the next discussion. You want to do this? All right. I think I missed up on one person who's not in my list. Mehak, can we have you on stage, please?
So Mehak is literally the reason I started blogging. As Divyani just told you, I used to be a finance person. I used to be a finance analyst. And every day that I would walk into EY, I would log into my computer and go to Peaches and Blush and read her beauty reviews. And I was not even a beauty person. I did not even know how to apply a lipstick. So now she's running a hugely popular portal, Wed Me Good. And back to Naina from here.
All right, everyone. Everyone looks nice and awake. And yes? Yeah, we are waiting for 2-3 more mics for everyone so that I'm not the only one who's doing the talking. But I can still answer all your questions. They don't exist. So everyone wants to know how to price. That is like the question everyone asks on Instagram DMs, Twitter DMs, emails. So like, how much should I charge for that blog post? Or people who don't have a blog post, Instagram update ka kitna charge karna chahiye? So now we have people from the wedding blogging side, from fashion, lifestyle and travel. Food Talk India, she doesn't have a blog, but she runs an independent business. She's an entrepreneur. So I think we want to know how they work with other brands. And we have a personal style blogger from Bombay. And of course, you can ask me whatever you want. I answer everything pretty much all the time. So, photo bhi lenge, of course. So everyone kind of knows what everyone does. At the end of the session or later on, you can check out on SoDelhi, you can follow everyone and see so that you have context. Because pricing is not something ki are kitna charge karna chahiye, to bol diya itna charge karna chahiye. You need to know whether people have a team, whether it's an independent blogger, what kind of brand are you working with, how much effort needs to go. So you need to know what all of us actually do and the context of where the business comes from. The first thing, we have mics. We have just one. Oh, we have three mics. Okay. So I want to start asking everyone, whenever they started, how did they initially know what to charge? So we would like to start with Mehak.
So I think when I started, honestly, it's you're new to the field and you're going to do a lot of hit and trial. You're going to put out, you're going to put out a few quotes out there. It's going to be a little bit of hit and trial and see whether there's a market for it. But I think one of the things you should really leverage is community and just writing into bloggers who are senior to you and maybe asking them what's a great range. And I think that's something you guys can elaborate on a little bit.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can ask 10 people, maybe one will respond.
Yeah. That's actually very true. So for us, I guess it was very interesting. It had been 2 months blogging and suddenly one day I got an email which said that they would love to review us to review their products, and they straight away wrote there that they would pay us 2,500 rupees.
Oh, nice, nice.
And this was 3.5 years ago, and I was very excited, and all of a sudden I was like, oh yeah, I get paid for sharing my views. Nothing could be better, right? But yeah, after a lot of trial and error, like Mehak said, and asking around a lot, and like Naina said, I shot off mails to so many bloggers. A few of them I see here, most of them I don't. But everyone's response was very simply, oh, you should do what you're comfortable with. But
yeah,
we'll move on to that.
That's the standard answer,
yeah.
Because they don't want to tell you how much they charge.
Exactly.
Yeah. And of course, context also varies. So how do you manage it? Like, because you work with a bunch of brands and the kind of value you deliver to them.
Yeah, so because we, I guess, work with more brands and just sort of picking up from the previous panel discussion as well, monetization in the food industry doesn't come from restaurants, and you shouldn't even be looking at them as your monetization platform because they will never have the budgets that a much larger brand will. And purely because with every piece of content you put out, you're reaching to a much larger relevant audience. Because a brand is accessible to anyone and everyone. So for us, I think a lot of our monetization depends on who we're working with, because the exposure of a product to your audience will help you define. So for example, if we're working with an FMCG product, it's a much, much higher cost.
Much bigger budgets, yeah.
Than
yeah.
If we're working with something which is only specific to one city or a niche of an audience. Also, for us, it depends on what platform we're speaking on. So if we're talking to an audience on Instagram, we know we speak to a much more mass audience.
Yeah.
So depending on who our listener is on a particular platform, that's kind of how we go back to pricing it for the client.
Cool.
As
so
well.
There you go. That's one answer. It depends on what platform you are providing value to the client for. So you might have a different pricing on Twitter. You might have a different pricing for your blog, different for Instagram. I mean, I know not all of us are on all platforms. So it depends on where you have the maximum engagement that is relevant to that particular client that would work. Now, I'd really like to know how Juhi does it, because she is the personal style blogger. She has a ton of followers on Instagram. You should check her out. And she's the only one from Bombay on our panel. So we really want to know what Bombay does.
So honestly, for me, when I first started blogging, I had no idea that I'm going to get paid for it. And one fine day, a brand actually came up to me and went like, hey, you know what, we'd want you to do something, and how much would you charge? I was like, okay, you're gonna, I'm going to get paid, awesome. So I'm going to give you the figure. So the first thing that I ever did with a brand, I got 5,000 rupees for it. And I was like, wow, I got paid for this. So that's when I realized that I'm going to get paid. And then moving forward, I'm very lucky in my community in Bombay. I've got a really close-knit circle of bloggers. So, you know, people like Santoshi, Ashna, Ria, we're all really close. And that's the best part. We are open to, like, you know, discuss, hey, you know, how much are you charging? Obviously, we're going to keep it professional. We're not going to give all the details. But whenever we need help, we will look up to each other. So I would, you know, if you're new in the field, I will definitely suggest make some good friends, because moving forward, it'll always help you.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, Meg, please.
Yeah, so we were discussing, you know, backstage, and I mentioned to you that there's like a formula that I now
use. There are a couple of formulas you should be using to actually price. So it's not just something in the air ki, arre itna charge karna chahiye, mera rent 25,000 hai, to iska 25,000 chahiye. Aise nahi hota hai. You have to have a formula. You need to decide what is the basis, on the basis of which you're actually charging. So Mehak has details on that.
Yeah, so essentially, like, for example, let's say I'm putting out a post on Wed Me Good, which is on Instagram. And let's say, for example, that my one post reaches 100,000 people or 200,000 people. Now, if this brand wanted to reach 200,000 people by running an ad on Facebook or by running an ad on Google, how much would that brand have to spend? Let's say to run a Facebook ad and reach 200,000 people, you need to spend 20K or 30K or whatever it is. So I'm going to use that as my baseline minimum price, because that's how much they would anyway be spending on any other medium, right? And then I'm going to attach a premium over that because I have a targeted audience.
Yeah, and you're creating specific content for the brand. Yeah.
So
yeah.
While they'll be reaching 200,000 random people on Facebook, but I'm reaching out to 200,000 brides. So that's how we do it.
Oh, yeah. That is see, that's how you get specific. That's how you understand the value that you're bringing to the table. The last panel was pretty awesome, by the way. And one of the things that they talked about was monetization and how you shouldn't be thinking that you will be making money. I don't think that's true. I think it's like, you guys know what the UFC is, right? Where the ultimate fighting championship, where these guys beat each other up. So they sell tickets, and on the basis of that, they get paid. So if you are bringing value to the brand, you will get paid. But if you are like everyone else out there in the market who is willing to do posts for 250 rupee vouchers, then you're not going to get paid. Another thing I wanted to add to what Juhi said about the community. So the first time I actually realized I could charge for posting on Instagram, etc., there was a Bombay blogger who was in Delhi for the same brand shoot that I was at, and she was charging and I was not, because I wasn't even aware that I could charge. This was Anushka Moore, mascara every Saturday. She's now in London, and she's the one, she's like, what are you doing? I'm charging like 10 grand for this. Like, why are you doing this for free? And I was like, wait, what? You can charge for this shit? And she's like, all of us in Bombay do. Why has no one told you? And I was like, I'm not in Bombay. So that's how I found out. And that's kind of where you start. You talk to others. Obviously, not everyone tells you how much you're charging, but you figure out literally, dheere dheere karke hi hota hai. So yeah, I mean, I don't even remember what my first post was. Do you remember what your first gig was and how much you made?
I think it was a very measly amount, of course. And I think even for us, we were really surprised when someone came up and said, we want to advertise on your platform. And we're just like, but we don't do ads.
Yeah.
Then we're like, but why don't we do ads? And I think I still remember it was Hard Rock Cafe or something on the lines of that. And
cool.
I think when we did the first post, we just sat there with like our heart on hold saying, will we get likes? Will people actually like take this shit? And it worked.
It's,
and I think
still,
from there
I still get nervous. I'm like, oh my God, they're paying me so much money. What if nobody likes these posts? So
and
currency can be
yeah.
decided on many ways. It doesn't have to be just likes. It's also based on how many hours you're spending actually producing that content.
Yeah.
How many people you're reaching, of course. But likes, I don't think it matters anymore, because I think you can just spend 25K and you can get 250,000 followers on Instagram. Anyone can buy that. So you don't really know, you know, if you're adding any value in that sense. So if you have shit content, but you have like so many followers, it doesn't matter. I think brands can see through that now.
I think brands are smart enough nowadays.
Yeah,
like,
honestly, they're not.
It's all about the content. I mean, if it was only about the following, then people would have not been making as much. You know, there are followers at 50K who are making really good money.
Oh, yeah.
And
me.
Whatever. You know, like, that's what I mean. Like, I don't think only the following matters. Brands are smart enough to also see the content.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Very few brands actually do. I mean, also because we work with a lot of brands and further handle influencers and bloggers for them as well. Very rarely will we actually come across a brand that will look at a 10,000 following person in our deck and say, brilliant, let's do this.
Yeah.
They will go for someone with a 300,000 where you know that 85%, I mean, at least I know 85% of their followers are bought, because A, they have barely any engagement
sure.
at all.
Sure.
That's the easiest way of defining whether your following is
no, but like I was telling you, I have like about 42,000 followers on Instagram, and someone recently sent me a DM saying, "Arey madam, aapke to 42,000 followers hain, but you get only 100 or 200 likes. So, matlab, क्या मामला चल रहा है ये. सो द पॉइंट इज एक्चुअली देर इज नो रियल वे टू टेल दैट बिकॉज ऑन सम ऑफ माई पोस्ट आई माइट गेट 50 लाइक्स बट आई हैव लाइक 50 कॉमेंट्स ऑन इट एंड समटाइम्स आई गेट 400 लाइक्स पीपल आर लाइक ओ दिस इज नाइस ओ दिस इज सो कूल यू नो स्टफ लाइक दैट.
बट दैट हैपेंस राइट. आई मीन आई नो 90% ऑफ द टाइम व्हेन आई एम स्क्रोलिंग ऑन माई सोशल मीडिया आई डोंट एक्चुअली स्टॉप एंड डबल टैप. आई एम looking, I'm
yeah.
observing, I'm absorbing all that content, but I'm still just scrolling ahead.
You know guys,
but
for this I feel the age group really matters. If you've got a young audience, they are more interactive. Whereas if you've got an older audience,
thanks for calling us old, Julie.
Genuinely I feel if you have like a teenage audience, they are more interactive. So I mean, brands should know that. Why the likes or the comments are different.
Street food works better than gourmet any day, so I can agree.
Also, I think it's really important to kind of stand your ground. And I think that a brand is always going to come to you and first pitch a barter deal, right? And then you're going to say no. And then they're going to again pitch you something where they'll say, okay, we'll take you here or this thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Is a typical way that a brand inquires and how do you go about it? I think that'll be interesting for all of us to talk about.
So now with WedMeGood, I think every brand that inquires knows that we charge. But initially it was like, hey, we'll send you this or we'll send you here or come for a fam trip and all of that stuff. And we just kept pushing back saying no, 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 no. And eventually they realized that irrespective of whether they're Airbnb or whether they're someone else, they will have to pay to be
featured. Saying no is very, very important.
Yeah, it is very important.
So adding on to that, it becomes a slightly more difficult when you do not have a team.
Sure. I agree, sister. No team.
Because what happens is that, yes, you do. People come up to you and they say that, you know, do a barter this time and next time we'll do something better with you. Or there are certain peers who you have had a relationship with. There are certain designers who backed us when we were really small. And when we were struggling to get good content out there and, you know, we wanted to do more things, they backed us up to the hilt. And it only makes sense to support the people who have supported you. So there can never be a very hard and fast rule.
Sure.
But in general, it's good to make people understand that, you know, you have bills to pay. And as we were discussing earlier, it's easier if you are either born into money or somebody mentioned dowry earlier, I would... if you're a college student living at home, your bills are paid, things are easier. But once you're on your own and you have to pay your rent and you have to, you know, a lot of brands, I just say, you know, your clothes are great, but my sabjiwala won't take them. So I can't do this.
Yeah, so you're running a business and it's not just about rent. I mean, sure, making money, it's our responsibility at the end of the day.
True.
So it's not whether our brand thodi humko paise denge, but we need to run it and we need to charge for it accordingly. Right. What is a typical inquiry that you get from someone if they want to work with you?
But first thing they turn around to say is, we're sending you something, we hope you like it. As a policy, as a company policy, we don't take any presents. Nothing. We don't go for any free meals.
Awesome.
We don't take any free presents. We believe in being treated just as a customer because I feel like we're giving you a more valid opinion if we do that. And zero barters if you really want to, or if somebody calls to say, we'd love to invite you for a meal, I conveniently connect them to my digital person who will send them an advertising rate card to say, if you are looking for content being put up, please pay for it.
Sure. Okay.
So
cool.
That's how we kind of...
But so far what I've heard is that pretty much it's like we are sending you stuff and what can you do? Is that the same with you, Juhi?
I mean, not anymore. By now, I've built a certain relation with like PR brands that I work with, PR agencies that I work with. So they know that
they
on a monthly basis, I have a media kit that is updated monthly or maybe in 2 months. So whenever I get a campaign request, I forward my media kit. And based on the scale of the collaboration, we might negotiate. Sometimes we may not.
Sure, yeah.
That's how it works.
Oh, great. Okay. So yeah, I mean, even I get, just yesterday I got an email from an international brand saying, please look at our website. No, the glasses are not important. Hello, pricing? Excuse me. So they said that look at our website. We have these thousands of products. You can choose whatever you want. And this is what we expect from you. At least one Instagram post. You can write about the product and review it. And you need to tell your audience that you purchased this product from our website. And of course, it was a barter thing. I had never heard from them, from Adam. So I said, well, that's not how I work. And I definitely don't lie to my audience. I mean, if I've bought something, I'll say that this is something that I purchased. But if a brand sends it, I said, hey, you know, these guys sent this. I picked it out from their catalog and I really liked it. So here it is. Maybe you guys want to know more about it. I think disclosure is important, but there are use cases for everything. As long as you know what you're doing and you're not lying to your audience, you can talk about, I mean, I openly talk about my pricing at the end of my annual annual year on Twitter, I even say that, okay, last year I made 12 lakhs, this year I made 15 lakhs. So I'm very open with the kind of money I make. I might do one or two assignments in a month, but you have to understand that I'm okay with that. There are some of you who might be like, ye to bahut kam hai. Some of you may be like, oh my God, achha, 12 lakh bana sakte hai. So it's a very subjective thing. You have to decide your cost of doing business. That's the formula I was talking about. So you need to understand what your expenses are. Do you have employees? Do you plan to have a team? In that case, you need to pay salaries. And of course, you need to earn more than 12 lakhs a year. So do you want to talk about, you know, one of the latest assignments that you worked on and maybe some indication of the kind of money you made?
Latest assignment.
You don't need to name client names. Just okay. An example.
So I'm just going to give you a range of what Wedmigo would charge for a brand, because
sure.
Majority of our content is actually not brand related. It's just featuring real weddings, which we obviously don't
charge. You featured
charge
mine also.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. In fact, we get brides asking us, how much will you charge to feature my wedding? I'm like, nothing.
Oh, wow.
But that's a good avenue.
Yeah, interesting.
You could be the next media net for weddings.
No, that's fine. So yeah, for brands, depending on whether you want just an Instagram or you want Instagram plus blog and a whole 360, we'll charge anywhere between 20K going up to like even a 70K.
Sure,
that's
fair enough. Yeah, cool. What about you, Pallavi?
So for us, we have to take into account a photographer's cost,
yeah,
and, you know, travel time plus the time that we put in. I have a business partner here who's started at Wharton, so he does all the formula. So it's very simple for us, actually. He's just sitting there not waving to us. So, yeah.
He's recording it.
So, yeah, going from, you know, for one Instagram post to an entire thing, as Mehek said, the cheapest thing we can give you is an Insta story.
Oh, yeah.
Wherein all the gifts go.
Okay.
While we were on the topic of gifts, I do not endorse them. I write very clearly that the gifts have come in here. And if I really like them, maybe I would use them sometime later and I'll tag you. But otherwise, anywhere from 20K to, you know, for bigger trips when we have, we usually do travel and fashion together.
Okay.
Like while we are traveling to exotic locations, say going to Thailand, we partner with a brand which would give all the clothes and you know, we would be promoting them every single day.
Cool.
So in that case, it can go up to about, you know, could go in lakhs.
Cool. Okay. So, like fair that. Enough. Yeah. I know you don't endorse gifts and all. I love free gifts. If I don't like it, it goes straight into the dustbin because I don't eat sugar. And there are a lot of brands that will send cakes and breads and stuff. And I still post an Insta story and say thank you. And then I just give it to someone. Because achha nahi lagta yaar.
No, but why? Why can you not put your foot down and say
they've
okay,
already sent it.
Agreed, but why are you obligated to talk about it?
No, I'm not obligated. I just feel nice doing it. I know.
I don't know. I mean,
no, I know.
Again,
that's what
my
I said.
Opinion.
Different
but,
use cases for everything.
Yeah.
No, there are times that I've not posted it and I've gotten stinker emails saying, "Arey, we sent you stuff and you never posted
but
it. Like, what do you think
worried?
Of yourself?
Because you never."
No, I'm not worried. But aata hai abhi to. And then I talk about it on my podcast, which is not very nice. So I try and avoid it. So what is the kind of stuff that would you want to talk about? How much you know you charge right now for assignments on an average, or you don't want to? That's fine if you
so,
don't want to.
So I mean, it varies, right? We, as I said, we have a completely different charge when we work with a restaurant, which is a lot smaller than when we work with larger companies. And for most of the larger companies, we have retainers with them
retainers,
because what
yeah.
we do is we constantly engage with our audience. And for us, it's not just about social media. We also do a lot of experiences. So we work with a brand to dissect and create an entire sort of ecosystem, a lifestyle around it. And that further gets amplified. So it's about not just what we do, but getting in the right people to further be talking about it. Whether it's bloggers as well, or whether it's customers. It's about getting the right circle of people, giving them experience of the brand, and then they actually become the advocates and the further people were talking
about. So you're like, you're
it.
Almost like an experienced consultant in that sense also. Cool. That's a good opportunity. If any of you are thinking that blogging mein toh paisa banne nahi wala, kuch aur karna padega. So that is another avenue that you guys can look at. What about you, Juhi? What are some of, if you want to talk about your latest?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that the lowest that I would charge for is an Insta story or a Snapchat. And the highest I would charge if I'm attending an event. So I usually charge for that, and depending on what the brand is looking for from the event.
Yeah, what kind of deliverables?
Yeah, so if they want me to do a post from the event, if they want me to cover, I usually do cover it on Snapchat if I'm going to the event anyway. But I have I charge something if I'm going to an event. So that's probably the
highest. Do you want to give us a range?
So somewhere between around 70 So again, it really depends on
of course, the kind of... yeah, that's what I said. Do keep in mind, you might hear figures from us, but you have to understand that it also depends on, you know, like if I have a hospitality client that I've been working with for the last 4 years, I'm not going to charge them 50K for one Insta update. Because, you know, they might hire me for a photography assignment for 3 days where they're already paying me 6 to 8 lakhs. Then I'm not going to say, ki, arre, ek Insta update ka 50K extra. That's not how it works. You also have to see what your relationship with the brand is, what kind of work you're already delivering, and the value of the invoice that already exists.
So I'd like to add the event bit that I've mentioned is when there's a new product launch, which is when that's the kind. If I mean, if it's just like a regular party, I'm not going to be charging for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. So I mean, we all get invited to events all the time. And I very clearly say that, look, it's a brand's event. I'm not going to attend the event as a guest. What is the reason you're calling me? You're calling me because you're like, oh, maybe she will tweet. Ek Instagram update to Naina kari degi. Agar aapko Instagram update karwana hai, to please thoda paisa dene ka. Because otherwise, I will sit at home in my PJs and drink my beer.
That's a new outfit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and Delhi traffic is crazy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to invest 4 hours coming to an event where no one will even talk to me, because by the time I get there, nobody will be there. I will be the first person on the scene, and by the time I'm down 2 wines, people will start arriving and I'm ready to leave.
And guys, I live in Bombay. It takes me like the entire day to get to an event and then like say hi, bye, and then leave. Even if I'm at the event for 2 minutes, it takes the entire
day. So even I charge for attending events, and I say that if you want me to come to an event for up to an hour, my starting rate in 2017 is 50,000 rupees and you will get one social media update. So I will dress up, I will take the effort, 4 hours coming to your place, coming to the event, saying hello to everyone, getting a selfie with your CEO, and then I will fuck off. That's it. I am not going to stay there and entertain who, do what. I've got a shoot tomorrow morning. I need to be up at 7. So there needs to be, if you're calling me for a job, you need to pay me for it. It's not, arre, socialize kar liya. I'm sorry, aajkal kisi ke paas time nahi hai. So how do you guys deal with, you? Do you go to events because you handle a wedding thing? No.
So, this is actually new to me as well, because I've always wondered, how
do
I deal
with
all these invitations, but and I'm just very lazy in terms of events, so I just don't go. But now that I know that I can charge.
Yeah, you can at least bill them
for it. That's what, like, otherwise
people might as well dress up.
Exactly.
Because I feel like people think that we just go, we're like jobless and we're just going to parties, but no, we're working at those parties, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Just going.
Nana, on that one, I have considered putting professional event attender on my profile, but I did not. And now I am usually chained by my partner, who does not let me go unless there's an appearance fees.
Good on you. yeah, because this is a, I mean, I always say, you know, that this, the CEO is like, arre, lekin mere ghar pe party hogi, to you will charge for that also. I'm like, nahi, bula lo apni Diwali ki wo jo teen patti party hoti, I will come, yeah, I will have fun, it's a personal party, that's not a problem. But the moment you involve a brand and you're like, arre, ek tweet to kar dena, then I'm sorry, that's paid work, that it doesn't work like that. And sometimes, you know, a brand is launching in India for the first time, so they have 3 events lined up. So obviously, then you don't say, ki, achha, for each event, I will charge 50K. So then you work out a deal and you see what works for the brand. These days, most brands do come and say that, okay, our budget is X and, you know, what can you do in that? So I think that's a good place to start. A lot of brands are very cagey about it, but bata dete hain jab aap unko acche se samjhao. Like I tell them that, look, there are 50,000 things I can do. I can do, a blog post with 20 photos and a 3-month social media campaign. But if your budget is 10K, then I can probably give you like an Insta story, first time association only. So you need to figure out, you know, if it's a small indie brand, how do you price it? If it's obviously, like somebody said in the last one, FMCG brands obviously have bigger budgets, depending on what are they expecting from you. So, yeah.
So, Nana, one thing more I'd add, that on monetization bit for us, how it works is that we have created very different personas on different social media profiles. We cater to different areas. So for us, travel and fashion blogging is the focus. So on the blog, stories go. On Instagram, the stories go. But my Snapchat is related to fitness and what I'm eating and what I'm doing in the day. Or on Twitter, I would be talking about the books I've been reading or the movies I've been watching or even the stupid blue whale game, you know, things like that. So that when companies come to us, we can talk to them about which area would be a value proposition for them. And accordingly, we can price it differently. So somebody, when they don't have a bigger budget, we can work it out.
Exactly, yeah. So, sorry, I'm going to give an example. What I do with smaller brands is that, you know, they say that hamara mahine ka marketing budget is only 30,000. In 30,000, I can't even give you an Instagram update if you want to speak about a standalone update. But if you tell me that, you know, I have 3 months per month I have 30,000, then what we can do is we can do a blog post with like 15 to 20 photos, and every week for those 3 months there will be one social media update. So for smaller brands, that kind of budget works out. For me, it's a one-time investment. Make a shoot, wohi karna hai ek bar. So I will do the shoot, I will put the blog post, and the social media updates can be scheduled. So that kind of stuff, you know, pricing, if you ask me, acha Naina, how much do you charge for a blog post? Ab blog post mein kya hai, kya karna hai, kitna likhna hai, kahin jana hai, international trip, Indian trip, how many hours do you need? So you need to figure out that. It's not a straight cut answer. You can't just write to someone and say, oh, how much do you charge? So you need to figure out, like I said,
but you know, I'd like to add to this, the best part about blogging is that you are your own boss. So there's no rule about, oh, you know, I have to charge this much for this.
Absolutely.
You need to know your worth. If you feel you're creating good content, go ahead and charge what you want. If the brand feels they want to pay that much, they will. So there's no rule about it. You are your own boss.
Very nice. I like that one. Very good. Well said.
I think it'd be interesting. Like, I would love to hear in terms of, I don't know about you guys, but there are a lot of PR agencies who will come in and say that, oh, but wo to itna charge karte hain, karne to followers ke liye, etc. Right? So I would love to hear how you guys tackle that question. Obviously, we have
all the time. I just closed this deal with this X person for this much. I'm like, awesome, but this is what I charge. I mean, if you want to work with me,
simple.
You know,
literally same. This is what I charge.
Standard negotiation, right? Even when you go to buy,
you'll be surprised.
You'll say, but bhaiya, us ready pe to 10 rupees ka mil raha hai. So it's a mind game, right?
But I don't think, but sometimes it may not be professional for a brand to mention the name that, you know, this person closed the deal.
It isn't.
This much. Maybe some things are confidential. So, I don't appreciate that.
You know, the most fun part for me at times is when PR people have called up and they've said, oh, but this person is charging that much. And I pick up the phone and call that person and say, listen, what
That's
are you charging for
true.
This? And then I call them, nahi, wo to itna charge
kar. Forget that we have friends in the industry.
Exactly.
I have a sister in the same industry, and I have had PR people try to pitch me against her.
Wow.
Yeah. So, see, you have to, like Juhi just said, that was a brilliant point. You decide that this is my cost of doing business. Yeah. These are my expenses. This is how much I need to make every month to break even. If you don't understand what break even is, then I don't think this session is going to help you. You need to understand basics first. Obviously, if your content is shit, please don't charge for it, because if you have money for it, you are very lucky. So,
you know, even in fact, on that lines, and this is something I've noticed very often, is you know what your audience is, you know what your voice is, but so many times people pick up projects or people pick up brands that are offering you work which are absolutely not relevant to your space
and your
genre at all. And God, just turn it down, because you are not doing justice to them.
Nahi, lekin paisa mil raha hai, aise kaise turn down?
But you know, I'm not going to deny.
Thodi to conscience honi chahiye.
Nahi, paise ke samne kya conscious, aise thodi hota hai. Blog mera successful ho jayega, so much money I will make. Look, this is very easy. I mean, I get a lot of flack from my mentors who are like, you're getting paid for it. You're leaving like 80% of the money that you get on the table. And I'm like, but I am not in it for just the money. Don't get me wrong, I'm never going to work for free. So the money element is there. But it's not like ki kisi ne bhi paisa de diya to kuch bhi kar doge. I'm sure you are all heard
this. Represented in an innovative
because
manner.
Because you guys even remember that you've built a brand, and then you're, you know, for some small amount, you're putting your name.
Yeah.
You know, for it. So you really have to be really careful about who you're associating with.
Sure.
I probably, like, when I started initially, I took whatever came to me. Because,
well, sure, all of us did.
Because I started that time and I was like, oh, wow, this brand's coming to me. But moving forward, you have to be picky, because then it's the question of your name. You have to be.
No, I think we all did that when we started, especially because most of us started way back when there was nobody doing such panel discussions or telling us ki aise nahi hota hai, aise karna chahiye. So there were so many assignments I did without a contract, without charging money. Now, of course, it's different.
One more interesting thing I want to add is, I've been blogging for 2 years, right? So last year, I closed a lot of deals with brands, which was a year-long association.
Excellent.
And four months down the line, I was like, I don't think I can relate to this brand anymore. So I was like, you know what, let's drop this where it is, because I won't be just doing justice to you, you know, if
Great.
I continue shooting for you.
And how do you sort of end the contract?
I'm clear with the brand that, you know, I mean, it's not working out for me. And for example, I closed a deal with a brand, a very popular brand, for 4,000 per Instagram post.
Ouch.
And that's just ridiculous. And now, I mean, if I do that, I'm just, I'm getting paid shit.
Yeah.
Actually, even on that note, how do you guys sort of deal with pricing increasing over time? Because of course, your following increases as you grow, your cost increases.
Like my skill
so
level.
Even will, of course,
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I have friends in the industry, and obviously we all know when it's time to
hike
but
up
you know
the price.
At the end of the day, when you go back to the same person you worked with before with a higher rate, they will just turn around and say, but dude, are you kidding me?
I used to assume till I actually started doing it. It doesn't work like that. I've had experimental assignments 5 years ago where I shot it for someone for 10 grand. And I told them initially that, look, my actual rate is 1.5, but I really want to do this. Your budget is 10K. I'm doing it for you one time. I am not going to do it again. So next time when they came back to hire me, they said, okay, we know what your rate is. Let's do it for 1.5.
See,
so you have to
you
clearly
made that.
Say, yes, you have to clearly, look, it's a choice. I keep saying don't work for free. But at the end of the day, if you want to work for free, I can't stop you. You must say that, look, normally I charge 30K for this, but today I'm doing it for you for free as a favor. Maybe next time I will not charge you this much, I will charge you my full rate. Wo theek hai. But you have to set that expectation so that nobody assumes ki are ye to free mein kaam karte.
And I also think like brands update their prices every year as well, right? So yeah, I just turn around to them and I'm just like, are you trying to tell me that a year back if I bought from you the same thing, it's going to be at the same price? And they'll be like, no, but that's different. I'm like, it's not different.
No, but see, that it is different. We must not rely on brands or on PR agencies to make money for us. We have to decide what our rates are. And seriously, Delhi blogging and Instagramming community, we should all be talking more to each other. I think the Bombay community is way sorted about this. Hum log baat hi nahi karte hain.
So on a very, very unrelated note, I just want to talk to people here. Like, how many of you are fashion bloggers out here? Anyone? Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
So this very important tip that I learned, I never thought about this earlier. If you have smaller brands who do not have a large budget, you can obviously spread it across the months. But one more thing that you can do is you can tell them that you would not be giving them exclusive content and pitch them in, pitch 2-3 brands in.
Oh, yeah.
Make your cost effective and give them one blog post maybe. And it would still make sense for them because anybody who's reading you would know about all of those brands then.
Yeah.
And maybe they would not get as much attention.
Take back for your reader as
exactly.
well.
Yeah,
exactly.
I do that. So whenever I travel, once the travel gig is confirmed with one client, then I put it on my Facebook page and on my Twitter and I say that, oh, I'm going to this destination. If you're a fashion brand, whether it is shoes, accessories, mobile phone, whatever, for a basic amount of 10 to 12K, I will include one photo wearing your stuff in this blog post and one post on social media. So suddenly I have like 20 brands that will sign up, and what that original destination client was paying, uska fee is like tripled. So you need to work it out like that. Brands find value when you're traveling on a destination, you wear that stuff and you get photographs. So I think personal style, fashion-wise, that might work.
Can you put posts for me also when I'm traveling? I'm tired of shopping. No one wants to give food people clothes.
Food people, yeah. Cool. So, is there anything we'd like to add, or should we open it up to questions? If anyone has questions, yes. Okay, we are opening it up to questions. Yes.
Just.
Hey, this was fun. I think we were asking each other more questions then.
I hope we gave them some value because it was like chit chat on stage.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hi
everyone. So you are looking beautiful. But thoda question mera hai ki as you said ki kuch post aapke aise hote hain jisme likes kam hote hain. बट कमेंट्स बहुत ज़्यादा होते हैं, बट कुछ ऐसे होते हैं जिसमें कमेंट्स नहीं होते हैं, लाइक्स बहुत ज़्यादा होते हैं. मेरा क्वेश्चन सिर्फ यही है, क्या ब्रांड्स आपसे ये पूछते हैं कि आपके इनसाइट्स क्या आ रहे हैं? बिकॉज लाइक, एज आई हैव सीन एंड एवरीबॉडी नोज, लाइक्स एंड कमेंट्स कैन बी यू नो परचेज या दे कैन बी बॉट. सो इनसाइट्स पूछे जाते हैं?
सी, अ लॉट ऑफ ब्रांड्स आस्क एंड व्हेन दे डोंट वी ऑफर इट टू देम इन आवर रिपोर्ट.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming nobody really gives you money without knowing what your KPIs are anymore, right?
Yeah. No, I think the more professional you make it and the more you think like a business and show them that screenshot, the more it is. Even without brands asking, we make a deck and we say, here's what you got from us, and so that they know
so
without
So you mean
guessing.
To say that in size does matter, right?
Yeah. See, the professional thing is to have a reporting system at the end of it. Mm-hmm. The problem is with solo people like me, I don't have the manpower or the resources to actually sit. If I've done 50 updates, you know, over 6 months, I can't sit and look at it. So if it is included in the contract where I've said, okay, I've decided 50,000 rupees for this reporting for you, then I'll give it to you. Otherwise, I'm sorry, not happening.
So this is better, so I guess. If you are saying it like, हाँ कि अगर हाँ बोल दे कि हाँ हम insight देंगे तो that's a better option. Otherwise, you can bought it, right?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Thank you.
No, see, for us, we are a company of geeks, so we just put it into the Excel sheet right then and there because we don't know if a client would ask for it, and we don't want to go scurrying looking for passports later. So the moment we post it, we'll just put it in the report, and it's easier to send it off later.
Yeah, let's, ladies, who, okay, yeah. You can address it to either one of us or all of us.
Hello, everybody. My name is Diksha, and you all look great, first of all. The thing I want to ask is that I've seen a lot of people having a lot more following than I have. I won't mention names, obviously. But their posts have like 100 likes, 200 likes. I don't have that much following, but my posts have a really nice reach. And if some brands are asking me to do a barter collaboration and they are saying like, we want these many posts, so is it okay that I say no? Like I can do one post maybe. Is it okay that I say no? Will it like affect my name if they have other contacts in that she's very aggressive and she's like saying no, etc.? May I?
Yes, please.
So I have that reputation in the industry that Naina is an asshole because I don't work for free. And I say, this is what I'm going to do, take it or leave it. Okay? You have to decide, what do you want to do? Screw what the clients think and the brands and the PR and the other bloggers are doing. Right? You have to decide. And it's not easy. It's taken me like 10 years to come to a point where I can say that comfortably. I was just talking to a friend of mine and saying that, 2017, I'm chilled out. Till last year, I was like, all right. 500,000 followers kaise ho gaya? Because woh aisa wala photo dala hai aur aisa wala photo dala hai. I can't compete with that. I'm 37 years old. So you have to decide what is your brand, what do you stand for. If you're not comfortable doing something, don't do it. If they are going to think something, they are anyways going to think something or the other. So I'm from a point of view that my reputation like that already exists. Please just do what you're comfortable with. And eventually, if you're doing good work, yeah. It takes time, unfortunately. It takes time to build a brand. So thoda wait karna padega. But yeah, don't look at you know what someone else is doing.
Yeah, so maybe I can turn down things as well because... even if they don't know, I have a great reach, so I'll wait for it, I guess.
Yeah, you'd keep doing consistent good work over a period of time and keep pitching to brands. Don't just keep waiting ki koi aake mere ko bolega hamare liye kaam karo. This is no longer, you know, when I started, even now I get so much inbound, I don't have time to pitch. But the industry has changed. You can't sit and be like, arre mere paas bahut kaam aa raha hai. You have to go and pitch, you have to be a professional, and brands recognize professionals, especially in this field, because there are so many of us who don't know what we're doing. Sorry.
So, I mean, I also have a clothing brand, right? So I'm talking from a brand's perspective. So a lot of times, my Arabella's Instagram handle is full of, you know, new bloggers saying that, hey, can we collaborate? There's nothing wrong with that. But a lot of times, as a brand, you might overlook that. And so I don't really know if the pitching thing really works because sometimes there's just so many bloggers. So I feel personally as a blogger it's the content that, you know, speaks louder.
No, but so just to add to that, pitch intelligently. Like go to a brand that makes sense for you, that connects with your content and then talk to them and then it works. And I'll give you another tip. When somebody's coming to you and saying that somebody so much higher is doing that, do a simple math, talk about engagement rates, talk about your costs and say that this is my basic thing. Talk, you know, give them a reason why they should be paying you and they will.
Just to add on to that, just to give an example in terms of, you know, I came from a blogging background, so I was very like, oh, we shouldn't pitch brands, etc. But my husband's a business guy and he was like, please, we need to make money. So one of our most successful collaborations was with Airbnb. Airbnb did not approach us. We approached Airbnb and to me, it was shocking that an Airbnb would actually agree and be willing to pay for something like that. Sure, we discounted it because we wanted to work with a brand like that. And you might do that if you really want to work. Yeah, you should actually. But because of the collaboration that we pitched to them, we then got so many other collaborations. So, yeah, it's an investment. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And just wanted to add on, this has been the most insightful session.
Amazing.
Thank you. All right.
Hi, Naina. Thank you so much. Like I said, this was the one session that I was really, really looking forward to. And being in the industry myself for 5 years now, I've had a lot of tips from all of you guys. So thank you, first of all. Coming over to a question or maybe a statement that you or maybe Pallavi can you know, reply back to, since you guys know more about shuffling that I've been doing. So two things. I think I have a major, major problem with a lot of PRs. Why? Because PRs have their favorites. You know, let's agree, all of us, PRs have their favorites. Even if that person XYZ is charging way higher, when the PRs come to you and say, oh, budget nahi hai, you know, is bar budget kam hai, next time maybe. And even when you're charging way less than the other person who they favorite, they again go back to the same person. So what happens by the end is newer people or maybe other people from the XYZ who are the favorites do not get work. Even though the brand realizes that this person's creating good content, the visuals are way better, but then what happens is only those 5 people keep on getting the work on and on and on. So how do you expect the blogger community to grow? And I would of course give it to you, Bombay community is very, very close-knit. I was myself in Bombay and I really realized that. Delhi maybe is not up there, so I think one tip for all of us Delhi people is to sort of, you know, be very close-knit. So what do you do in that case?
So I'll just start with something Ajay ji said in the morning. Life is not fair, life is a bitch, which is true. And yeah, PRs have their favorites. We bloggers have our favorites. We have our friends here who we want to stick with. There are assignments where we say, hey, listen, yeah, I would do this and there is also this person and they would be nice for it. And we do that. And yes, we have faced a lot of that where same people keep on getting all the work. Same people keep on getting similar profile of work. You don't get it. I guess ultimately it's all about 3 strikes. Give it 3 chances. Talk to the PR frankly, tell them that you've been doing it for them and you have been discounting, but there is a limit.
Doesn't work, honestly.
Then stop. There are other fishes in the pond. Go on to other brands. Whatever PR is not working for, and next time when they call you and say, hey love, I'm sending a package, could you put it on? Say, I'm sorry, I don't do that anymore. That's it.
Also, I think don't be overly dependent on PR agencies. That tends to happen in India. But use creative ways. Go on LinkedIn and see the director marketing of that person. Drop him a message. You never know what works. Like, things have cracked for us like that. Yeah, cut the middleman. Go to the marketing agencies themselves. Half the times, they won't even know that you have pitched something to a PR. That message gets lost.
So I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. It's happened to me thrice in my entire career till now. I've been at events where, you know, VP marketings have walked up to me of different brands and said, why did you back out of that assignment that we were going to work on? And I'm like, who are you? I've never met you. I've never heard about you. So agencies have gone to the brand and sold them a retainership saying, oh, we have Naina on board and she's going to do this assignment and we have already signed her on. And I tell these people, look, I don't even know who you're talking about, what this assignment is. And the simple thing to follow is that I don't work without 100% advance. If you haven't paid me, what have I backed out of? So I don't work without 100% advance, no exceptions. So the thing is that you cannot depend on PR people, brand people. You have to decide what your deal is and stick to that. You have to say no a lot and you have to leave money on the table. But then you won't feel that, arey, usko itna kaam mil raha hai, mujhe kyun nahi mil raha hai? Because you've decided ki mujhe ye kaam karna hi nahi hai. So, you know, you don't know. You don't know what people are doing behind your back, what agencies are pitching to brands, what their deal is. There are PR agencies that work for free. So are you responsible for their budgets or their salaries? No. Similarly, they're not responsible for yours. Sorry. Yeah.
So on that one, yeah, I've had those situations too. I have a reputation that I'm always traveling. So the fun thing is that PRs call me up and say, or friends, fellow bloggers are calling me, hey, why didn't you do this assignment? Or why were you not at that event? Where were you traveling? And I'm suddenly like, I was not traveling. So the PR said that I was traveling. So always just, you know, call them out on that. And then it becomes easier.
Hi, you all look very pretty. So there is this syndrome going on with the brands that, you know, we are a small brand or we are a new brand and we can't afford right now, you know. there is this thing which, you know, they'll email you saying that, you know, we really like your website and we really like your Instagram handle and everything, but hum log to abhi naye naye hain, we can't afford. So, I mean, how do you get out of this glass ceiling?
I kind of agree to that. You just say that I'm a small entrepreneur too. I have bills to pay. And well, yeah, if you have a small budget, if you're new, then we can work out a way and pay me less and we'll do lesser work for you.
Trust me, Pallavi, they have quoted you and said, wo to free mein karti hai, ya aapka naam leke, matlab all you popular people.
Of course, of course.
And like, wo to free mein karti hai.
Call out. Next time somebody says that, give me a call, we'll take them on conference.
Yeah, we'll do that. And the second thing, really, I mean, I don't know, where are these PR people? I am not able to find them. Where are they? Because...
Oh, they find me funny.
They do, but then, you know, they're like one-off cases, kind of, you know, they come and they contact us for things. But then I work solo. I don't have a big team and everything.
So there is a Facebook group called Media Movements. Okay, it's a closed group. Okay. It is... you can join it. It's like she said, it's a fucking pain. Yeah. But you will get perspective on the kind of stuff that is there in the market. There are people who post requirements. We want 20 bloggers. We want 500 bloggers. We have no budget. We have 10K budget. And people respond to that. But you will get contacts of PR people there. So then if you have a strategy of getting in touch with them on your own and pitching to them, sending them your media kit, you can try it. But 99% of the cases, they'll be like, haan, bahut acha media kit hai, free mein kar do. So... So there are ways of meeting PR people. There are PR conferences. If you can get a pass somewhere and go and you can just give your card out to people. But the problem is that most of them themselves are working for free. So,
aisa karte hain, Delhi ka ek group bana lete hain, because you know Delhi people are totally clueless.
No, but you know, also it takes a little time to build those PR contacts. You have to go on. You know, I have attended 8 Fashion Week seasons at this point of time, and every time you go and meet the designers, you go and meet the PRs available there, you talk, you see who you relate to, who you don't relate to, and then, you know, once your content is going out, people find you themselves,
yeah,
and they come
do.
To your way, but it takes time.
I know, yeah. They do, and actually, my website has a very decent, like, you know, readership. So the thing is, they keep on approaching, and then they're like, quotation unko bhejte, and then they're lost somewhere.
Which is okay. That happens to us all the time right now as well. Like we are 15 days later, we would suddenly wake up and be like, oh, what happened to that email? Oh, yeah, we have postponed the project. That happens a lot of times. So,
okay.
Yeah. If so, it has to happen, it will happen.
Okay. Delhi WhatsApp group, koi tha na? Add me in, please.
But I think one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is because once you start monetizing, is you're always reaching out to try and do as much paid content, but you need to have a balance between the organic content and the paid content. And I think that's very important. And we all make sure we strike a balance, because if the moment you go into having all your content being paid, and especially if it's very evidently branded, you're going to start completely losing your following, because people are going to know that right now everything you're selling to them and everything you're endorsing or talking about is nothing that you actually maybe genuinely even believe in. And slowly and steadily, you'll filter out and completely lose your audience. So you need to have, I'd say, not more than 30% at max, if at all, even. It has to be, right? Because that's how you're developing a personality. Now, everyone who's following you is following you because they believe in your opinion.
Yeah.
They look at you as an influencer in a particular genre. And you're selling a product to them. They will believe it because you were also talking about 90% of other things that you actually use or eat at or travel to. So it has to be relevantly priced. And don't run into monetization the day you start a blog. Develop a voice before you really start looking at it even as a paid platform.
Yeah, I personally believe that the minute you start 100% thinking just about your consumer and who is reading, and just say that every single post or everything I'm going to do is going to be useful for this person who's reading my blog or who's, you know, seeing my Instagram, the PR companies are going to come around. I wouldn't chase them. I would chase my users.
Thank you so much.
Find your USP, right? And they will find you. Any more questions, guys?
Hello.
Hi, girls. This was one of the best sessions today. Loved it. So my question is, we got the figures of your incomes, really attractive figures. So what is the correct figure of engagement? Like, what would you call a good engagement? Number of likes. What what number of likes will call a good engagement? Will we call
your
a good
likes
engagement?
Likes, A, will obviously depend on your audience. And right now, I think more than anything else, your impressions and your engagement rate is what matters more. And
engagement rate, the comments and the likes, right? Or what? What
engagement rate analytics? Is how many people follow you versus mm-hmm. how many have seen your content versus how many have liked it. Mm-hmm. Plus, how many minutes have they spent on your site?
Okay.
How many people have retweeted you? For every single social media platform or every single platform that you're on, the engagement is different.
Okay.
And you have to see a balance there. You have
so,
to see.
Like, for till what number we have to wait? Like, till after what number will be eligible for a brand to
no, listen,
contact
I'm
us?
Sorry,
for
I'm interjecting. What will you do if Instagram shuts down tomorrow?
I have another platform also.
Anything can happen.
Yeah,
if
right.
you have a blog, how do you mm-hmm. track your blog? What is the engagement there?
Mm-hmm.
What is the platform that you're engaging on? Kal ko Twitter, Facebook or Instagram sab band ho gaya. And if that's the only platform you're on, what are you going to do? Like Vine shut down, right? What did all the people who had like 7 million followers on Vine do? So I don't think this is the correct metric to look at anyway. It doesn't matter.
See, if we check the insights, if we are posting a good picture with a good pose, as you said, this pose or that.
Okay, so
even I am 40 years old, so I can't post such pictures.
Nahin, aapko paise kaun de raha hai?
Nahin, I'm not yet getting the paid collaborations.
No. I'm saying, why are you on Instagram then? We all joined Instagram because we wanted to share.
Right.
I started blogging, I wanted to share my experiences. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I could charge money for it. Now it has become this thing, ये सेल्फी वाला पोस्ट डालो तो इसपे 500 लाइक्स आता है तो सारे ही सेल्फी पोस्ट होंगे तो दैट इज नॉट अ ग्रोथ स्ट्रैटेजी दैट इज अ शॉर्ट टर्म स्ट्रैटेजी वेयर यू स्टार्ट काउंटिंग लाइक्स इनसाइट्स एंड ऑल डोंट मीन शिट एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न क्लाइंट्स ऑल्सो टू अ वेरी लार्ज एक्सटेंट डोंट रियली केयर दे वॉन्ट गुड क्वालिटी कॉन्टेंट वेयर देयर ब्रांड इज प्रमोटेड इन अ पॉजिटिव लाइट
सो हाउ टू मेक योर सेल्फ लाइक नोटिसेबल
मेक नोटिसेबल स्टफ
या Be helpful to your users.
Have
you guys, sorry to interrupt, have you guys ever used that sponsored posts on Instagram?
Yes. How 1500 rupees ke liye one Insta update I had done months just to see how promoted posts work. I got some 7000 likes on that. What I didn't get any money from that. I only spent 1500 rupees.
And you don't know the quality of those people who follow you. Like you want, if you're a fashion blogger, you want fashion. Exactly. And I mean, beyond that, like what she mentioned about Instagram shutting down, we've seen it in action with Facebook, right? When we launched, let's say 10 years back, Facebook had insane reach. Look at the reach of Facebook now.
They're a business platform, yeah. Facebook and Instagram are business platforms.
That's why
they need to make money. For that, they will shut down your reach so that you pay them to make, you know, sponsored posts.
See, in the end, it's demand and supply. If you're in demand, supply would be there. For example, I can charge any amount, but for my hair post, I would charge double that and everyone would come to pay. They might say to other things, but for hair things, they would always pay.
Okay,
and which is where more responsibility comes in. I have to be careful about what I'm putting out.
So you can say these things because now you are the biggies. You have that
we
much
began
of, initially, like when you started with Instagram, what was your outlook?
My biggest high was when I had 100 followers on Instagram.
Okay.
That was first 100. I was jumping up and down. I was holidaying in US and I didn't let anyone sleep for the entire night because I was that excited. And it's just from there on, it's about how engaged do you keep with people.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest high still is when I walk out of here and people come up and say, hey, you're that desi girl. I want to click a picture with you. That is much more paying than anything a brand can ever pay me. So that's about it.
Thank you so much.
Any more questions? Okay, we're done.
Hello. Hello. Can I ask? So I wanted to ask that there are many people who are essentially writers, right? So the big brands and influencers mainly hire a lot of writers to write their blog posts. But they, while the brand or the influencer themselves get paid a lot of money for each post, the writers don't get paid very well. So what can be done to improve the situation of the writers here?
Stop writing for other influencers, honestly.
So,
if you're writing, insist on, at the very least, insist on getting a byline so that you can take that and show it to other people and get paid better for content writing. honestly, again, it's demand and supply. If I am getting a writer who's writing an article for me, for one, we do not allow guest posts on our blog. But at the same time, if I am getting somebody who would do it for X amount of money, I'm not going to pay X plus Y. So because you have to drive the prices up. You have to say that, hey, I'm giving you better content. I need to be paid better.
Sorry. If all of us get together and today decide none of us will work for free, we'll all get paid. That's not going to happen anytime soon, though.
Thank you for this amazingly revealing session. And on behalf of Sodali and Handmade World, Priyanka Sharma, co-founder of Sodali, would love to give you some gifts. Thank you, and a big round of applause for all our panelists.
Thank you for listening. Oh, thanks so much.